would you have a name for maybe it's a building on a farm that was for nothing but storing hay?
Yeah, I call it a silo.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had too much hay to put in the barn or a silo,
okay,
and you, how would you keep it outside? Mm-hmm. What would they call it?
Probably a haystack. Mm-hmm. And covered with canvas, something to protect you from the weather.
Mm-hmm. You have any other name for that thing covered with canvas?
No, guess not.
And still talking about hay, so when hay is small piles that are raked up out of the field, you have any name for it?
Bales of hay, if it's tied together with a binding twine or metal.
What are some of the things a farmer might keep in his barn?
Well, some have accommodations for animals, you know, chickens and for pigs and that sort of thing. And he might keep his tools in there and his tractors and other implements. He may store food in there, so other different kinds that he has raised.
If the place he stores cows, would you call it anything different if you stored cows there?
Hmm. I call it a barn, dairy barn. It's all for cows.
Mm-hmm. The term dairy, now, to you, is that...
Milk. Mm-hmm. Milk cows.
Ever use that in any other sense, or hear anybody use that in any other sense?
No, not that I know of. But dairy, to me, connotates cows that produce milk.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the place where horses are kept?
I call it a stable.
Mm-hmm. And now... Sometimes a farmer will have a special place outside a barn for milking cows. Would you have any name for that?
For milking his cows? Mm-hmm. No, I've seen it done though. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any name for the place? Sometimes outside the barn, maybe fenced in where you can let cows and so forth out the area.
Grazing area? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not a farmer at all, so I can tell you about the water, though. I can tell you about the boats and that sort of thing. I know about that, but farming, I'm a poor farmer.
Me too. In fact, I grew up outside of Montgomery, so I don't know much about a lot of these things. And the place where you might let all your horses or your cows out to graze, you might put them out to...
Yeah, work. Pasture.
And the things that corn and cotton, they would grow in a war, you know?
Field. Mm-hmm. Cotton field, corn field.
And do people ever raise any cotton or anything around here?
No, they raise it near Quincy, which is around 60 miles from here. They raise a lot of crops up there. That's the nearest farming area, is Quincy, Florida.
What do they raise up there besides cotton?
They raise a lot of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. And tobacco. Mm-hmm. A lot of tobacco, shade tobacco, for the outside and part of a cigar. Mm-hmm. And they raise a lot of cows, of course, and peanuts and soybeans.
I would not have thought they raised tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it's about like the same type of tobacco they raise in Cuba. And they raise it under shade. You've seen that down, I'm sure. They use cheesecloth, and they raise it down there to make the leaf real thin. And they use that leaf for the outside of a cigar. Of course, now they've done better. They got a machine that grinds it back up and rolls off in a little roll now. But they used to use the leaf up there for cigars.
I was in a way that I know tobacco is very important in East Tennessee.
Yes, it certainly is.
Probably the most important. Mm-hmm.